From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If you don't like champagne, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad candidate for bubbly. You may just need to find your sparkle someplace else. Putting the fizz back in bubbly after this.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. EpicStyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
Among the fantastically fizzy products rapidly growing in popularity is Italian Prosecco. While Prosecco is often described as an inexpensive and less elegant alternative to champagne, there may be a different reason why this Italian sparkler is so popular. Champagne gets its bubbles by way of a second fermentation which occurs inside the bottle. The yeast in that champagne is what makes all the magic happen. But in time, the yeast has to be tediously removed from every single bottle. Prosecco, on the other hand, gets its bubbles in big batches. The fermentation that facilitates that fizz takes place in a pressurized tank. The bubbly is then transferred under pressure to the bottles, an easier process that accomplishes a similar result. However, many argue that Prosecco bubbles are not nearly as elegant as those created in a champagne bottle. But while champagne's bubbles are beloved by many, Prosecco may be more pleasing to some palates simply because it's made from Prosecco grapes, rather than Chardonnay or Pinot Noir. Meaning, if you're not fond of Chardonnay or Pinot, Prosecco, inferior bubbles and all, may better fulfill your fizzy fantasies. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.